It's around 8:45 a.m. It's a chilled morning in New York City and partly cloudy in Boston when American Airlines Flight 11, bound for Los Angeles, has been hijacked. Then a news bulletin appears. An airline flying due south has crashed into the upper level of the North Tower of the World Trade Centers. It's 9:03 a.m. It's a surreal event unlike anything in the history of broadcast media. Countless viewers are watching live when suddenly an airplane is seen flying in an easterly direction. The plane swings around the southern end of the Second World Trade Tower and explodes on impact. At 9:30 a.m., President Bush, who's at an elementary school in Sarasota, Florida, goes on television live to announce the disaster. In his statement, he says, "Terrorism against our nation will not stand." But even the president doesn't know just what's coming next. At 9:35 a.m., a third hijacked plane crashes into the Pentagon. There's no question now that the United States is under attack by terrorists. Meanwhile, in Washington, the Pentagon, the Capitol, and the White House, as well as other government buildings, are evacuated. And Manhattan Island, incredibly, is sealed off. All bridges and tunnels are closed. And then, at 9:59 a.m., a scene that will change New York for all time takes place. The South Tower of the World Trade Center collapses. And just a half hour later, at 10:28, the North Tower goes down as well. New York's twin towers have disappeared. It's been less than 2 hours since the first attack in New York City, and yet an unimaginable number of people are dead or injured. The southern end of New York City's famous skyline has vanished, and nothing will ever be the same again. In a street-side news conference near the terrible devastation of the World Trade Centers, New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said, "I have a sense it's a horrendous number of lives lost. I don't know yet right now, because we have to focus on saving as many lives as possible."